All right, Coach. So a full 4 days to really digest game number one of the 23 season. Looking back on it, seeing some tape, what are your thoughts and feelings from the loss?
Well, you know, I think I moved on a long time ago, which is weird to go back there right now, just because of the time playing last Thursday. But I think we learned the power of starting fast and what happens when you don't. I think we learned the power of controlling how we respond to a situation, which at halftime we had a choice to make. You know, do we kind of concede this one because we're down a bunch, or do we fight? And I said we would learn a lot about our character. The last thing I told them at halftime is we're going to learn a lot about ourselves here in the next hour and a half. And I think we did. I think we saw the team that we can be. I think Saginaw is a playoff caliber team that, you know, they were amped up and started better than we did, and they got on a roll in the first half. And we finished the first half strong with a touchdown with 1 second left. We started the second half with a takeaway by the defense. And by the end of the game, we were driving the ball to be within three. Go kick an onside kick. And so from where we were to how it ended, just imagine if we would have played that way the whole game. That's the message to the team, is the first half wasn't good enough. But imagine if we would have played our style of football the whole game. What could have happened? And it's a hard lesson to learn, because losing a game isn't fun. But you can't let a win or a loss get in the way of what you need to learn from the game. And I'll say the same thing when we win this week. Don't let the win get in the way of what we need to learn about our team this week. And so, long answer to your short question, but I think we've learned a lot.
So you told me sort of that exact same idea that you mentioned, going from a bad first half to a good second half. You told me when we last spoke last week that if you saw a better team in the fourth quarter than in the first quarter, you'd be pretty happy with that. So even with the loss, how do you get the guys on the team to believe that it is a success because of that second half sort of surge?
Well, I think you got to point it out. I mean, the natural human reaction is great disappointment because you lost the game. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you should be disappointed, and I'm disappointed. And ultimately it comes back on us as coaches and me as the head coach. But you can't just, you know, sit in that emotion of the disappointment of losing on the scoreboard. You got to figure out take the win or loss aside, where do we got to get better and what did we do well? And then point it out and affirm the things that went well and challenge our guys to a championship standard and the things that didn't go well. And that's in football, but that's life too. Because guess what? Life's going to be really hard, and you're going to have days that you quote unquote lose in life or lose at work today. Or I made a choice and it really wasn't a good day with my family or my wife or my kids. Like, they're going to have opportunities in life to throw in the towel when it gets hard, or they're going to say, I'm going to buckle down and I'm going to turn the tide and get better. And that's the cool thing about football. And I don't mean to take it away from football, but ultimately that's the lessons they're learning. And we got to learn them now, like for this game this week. Mm-hmm. So it's still important in football, but it's really important in life.
Where do you point out in the game tape of why you think you guys started slow? What did you notice? You know, offense was stagnant. Defense sort of had a couple of turnovers early, but with that lack of help from the offense keeping them off the field, they sort of slowed down in that second quarter. So where do you point the reasoning to that slow start that you had?
You know, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses about, you know, it was a long bus ride and it was a night game and it was our first game and they were at home, and it was like, it is what it is. Like, we're playing a game and you got to be ready. And they were more ready than we were. I don't know that it was one thing. I don't know that it was one play where, see, this is why we didn't start fast. It was an overall vibe or a sense in the first half where you felt like they were playing with greater effort and greater execution. And I probably, hindsight, you know, see that more than in the moment. Like, going out to the field, I wasn't feeling like, man, we're really dead. We're really lethargic. We're going to start slow. I didn't feel that. I felt like our guys were focused and ready to go. We obviously weren't to the level of Saginaw. And give Saginaw credit. we weren't playing a slouch team. That's a playoff caliber team. So the unique thing about who you play and when you play them is, like, you could be objectively the exact same team, but say we played an awful team that was bad, that, and we could have played to the same level and we would have won the game 30-0 or 40-7, or, and then everyone would be talking about how good we are, but we're the same team.
Right.
We got to beat good teams. We got to beat great teams to go where we want to go. So that's not an excuse. That's just the reality. If you can't base too much off of the results, because so much is hidden in that. And so I told the guys when we came in on Saturday, we gave them Friday off. We got back late, we got back early in the morning on Friday morning. We gave them Friday off, came back Saturday, and we practiced. And I told them, guys, coming into our meetings after a game should always feel the same. You should always come in with a smile on your face and ready to learn what went well and what didn't go well. And, oh yeah, also we won or lost a game. And that's fun too, or not fun too. But you have to be able to take the win and the loss and the emotion of it away to actually learn what you got to keep doing and what you got to get better at.
I wanted to get into the quarterback play a little bit. You guys rolled with Cole Stenstrom as QB1. Give me a look into what he did that solidified that win for him, and why you guys rolled with Cole over the other three. Or two, I should say, I guess.
Yeah, so it really came down to Cole and Kyle. Trevor's coming back from an injury. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't gone in full competition yet, coming back from injury. And so it came down to those two, and they're very, very close. It was a decision we made in the days before the game and communicated with them. And they have a lot of similarities, and then they have some differing strengths. And we just felt like the in-game decision-making and the big play capability was a little bit better right now with Cole. And that's not to say that Kyle doesn't have those. It was a slight edge. And had Cole run away with it, we would have named the starter 3 weeks ago. But so I would say that those are the areas that it came down to. And Cole, they're both really good leaders. Like, Cole is a natural leader that gets people believing in them, but Kyle's on our leadership council. Kyle was voted to be on leadership council by the team. So, like, we have some great leaders. And we're fully confident that, something were to happen to Cole, or Cole was struggling, we could put Kyle in and not skip a beat. And Kyle's had a great attitude throughout, and they're great teammates and great friends that want each other to do well.
Was it ever considered at that halftime a switch there?
No, not that early. It was Cole's first start ever. Right. I mean, it's his first chance to play football, and he's playing against a good team in a tough environment. We don't want to create that, hesitation in him that early. And he made a lot of good throws in the second half.
So, yeah, I think he did make a lot of good throws in that second half. But I also felt like, at least from my perspective, that there were a lot of those big plays that you sort of mentioned right there that he was just inches off from. You know, those big throws that he just maybe missed Caleb by a yard or another receiver by a yard. Would you agree with that assessment? You know, it was almost there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's certainly a game of inches, as we say. Yeah. And some of that was the length. I attribute it to two things. One, kind of first game jitters, if you want to call it that. I don't know if it's necessarily that, but if you're a quarterback in practice, you're not going to get hit. In the game, you might get hit. So there's just a little bit more, you're a little bit more on edge, which impacted his technique slightly, which causes the throw to be impacted slightly. The other thing is Saginaw Valley is incredibly long. They got long defensive linemen with long arms, and that gets in throwing lanes. Mm-hmm. So that's going to impact the trajectory of a throw, which is going to impact a few inches at the end of a throw. So I think the fact that he was just a few, really close on a number of them, is a good sign, because as he settles in and gets more experience, he has the ability to make the throw. That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. He has the ability, and it was almost there. Not good enough yet. The good thing is it's week one, and now we're in week two. So we have time to get better because we play another game this week.
How do you get that rushing attack going? You know, obviously the game sort of flow had a lot to do with the play calling in that second half there, and you're playing from behind, so you're not looking to run the ball as much probably. But I assume that you guys really want to have a better rushing attack than you did Thursday night. What's the key there to improve on?
You're right. And, you know, we didn't rush the ball as well as we wanted to. And part of that, like you said, is being down. So you're naturally going to throw more. So you just have less opportunities. Part of that is there's some things we can do from an execution, just doing things better. Okay. We got to get better. Like we're not running away from that fact. We have to be better. We can do things better as coaches to put them in a position where maybe there's less people in the box. If we do this, we're always striving to put our guys in a position to be successful. And lastly, again, I would credit Saginaw. Like, give credit where credit's due. They got a great defensive line that's aggressive, and their linebackers were flowing and flying, and they made plays too. So it's always a two-way street. Where we're going to focus our attention is what we can control. So it starts with us as coaches, and then every single player in the locker room is motivated to start fast this week. And certainly our ability to establish a balanced pass and run game helps us as a football team.
So that was my next question. What is the focus in practice this week, and what are you guys keying on for Concordia's sake? What is the keys to Concordia victory this Saturday?
Well, what we're focusing on is starting fast. So everything we do, our guys are going to get sick of hearing and doing things that go from 0 to 60, like right now. And so that's meetings, that's practice, that's how we do it. Like, it's high energy right away, not waiting. And some of that's like, you know, you literally want them to start fast and not kind of work their way into practice or a meeting or a lift. But some of it is figurative too. So it's always on their mind. Start fast, start fast, start fast, start fast. Because imagine against Saginaw, if we played like we did in the second half all game long. We were down 10 in a 2-minute drive with 2:48 to go score and then kick an onside kick. Like, it's not like the game ended 50-0 and they were running the clock out. Like, we were fighting for our lives to win the game. So imagine if we started that way. So the focus for our team has been on that. Like, just be us right away. What's the worst thing that could happen? We don't have a great play. Like, throw the first punch. Don't wait and see. Mm-hmm. And in terms of who Concordia is, they're a 1-0 football team that's very talented, that is going to come down confident. They have an offense that has a veteran quarterback. I think this is his third year playing. He's makes wise decisions, and they're very just multiple in how the ways that they use them, and they get the ball to their skill players very well. Defensively, they are a team that they play hard. They just move their front. They're dynamic. They play multiple coverages. And you can just see them playing hard and giving great effort. And then on special teams, they have a very good punter, and they give multiple looks. Their kickoff team gives you variety in how they twist people. And so, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us, because in the NSIC, anybody can beat anybody. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what our record, certainly what our record was last year or what their record is, it doesn't matter. What matters is 1 o'clock on Saturday, two football teams are going to play here, and whoever executes better that day is going to win. And that's on us as coaches and players and me and everyone in our family, everyone in that locker room. It's up to all of us. It's not, well, the offense got to do this, or the coach has got to do this, or the kicker's got to do this. It's all of us. And I don't know what our record's going to be, Jake, but I do know that we're going to win and we're going to lose together. Mm-hmm. And that's the only type of locker room I want to be a part of. And I'm excited because our guys truly do care about each other. and they're truly motivated to be better than we were last Thursday.
That was sort of the good segue there into my last question for you, Coach. Do you feel a sense of the team, sort of the, these players sort of being ticked off about that week one loss? Is there an uptick in intensity, in a will to get better that you've seen compared to camp maybe 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think there is. I think we, like I said, we practiced Saturday, but it was like a jog through, walk through, and then they had Sunday off as well, just because each week you got to have a day off. So last week their day off was Friday. This week their day off is Sunday, just because of the unique travel. But my point is, we practiced yesterday. We practiced yesterday morning, like a regular practice. And it was high effort. It was urgent. It was intense. You know, just a little bit of guys on edge. And you can tell, you know, you can tell something is different in that locker room. And we have great captains and great leadership and leadership council, and they will lead us. They will lead us where we're going to go this year. And I can sense that nobody is okay with what happened.